All right, levels, please. Elmer?
Yeah,
okay, testing. Jeffy?
Hi, Stu.
Okay, here we go. Fun phone number 106. Cousin Elmer, taping March 27th, playing on the 13th of June.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, Stu.
Hi, Jeffy. I'll be with you in a second. I have to finish reading this letter I got from my cousin Elmer. He lives on a farm in Kansas.
Gee, Stu, I didn't know you had any relatives that live on farms.
Elmer says he's having his hands full. A cow just had a litter of calves, and the hens are laying eggs 20 per day.
Boy, I'm glad I don't live on a farm. It would be too hard to keep up.
Oh, I don't know. It seems like it'd be a lot of fun. I'm sure I could manage, Jeffy.
You? You can't even afford to pay the rent in this place.
Very hilarious. I still think I can manage on a farm.
Would you care to put your money where your big mouth is?
And what does that mean?
I bet you couldn't survive on a farm for 2 days.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Another ridiculous bet.
Aha! Then you admit you couldn't survive on a farm for 2 days.
$100 says I can.
You're on.
Good. And it just so happens that Elmer's included a P.S. with this letter. He says he'd like me to come and visit him for a weekend sometime, and I can bring a friend. If you pay your own plane fare, you can come with me.
You think I'd miss this opportunity to watch you screw up?
Very funny.
Cousin Stu, hey, it's me, your cousin Elmer.
Elmer, gee, it's great to see you, cousin. This is my big nose friend, Uncle Jeffy.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Uncle.
Just call me Jeffy for short.
Ooh, well, I declare, Jeffy for short, you sure got yourself an eagle beak for a nose. Let's get in my truck and get back to the farm. Well, here we are, boys. Your room's right in here.
This is a cow barn!
Well, that's right. I ain't got no room in the farmhouse, so I guess you can board up with old Ellie Mae here. She won't bother you none.
Yeah, and we'll get free milk besides.
Jeffy, for short, you do sure have some sense of humor. Well, I'll let you guys get comfy cozy for a while, and I'll call you when the chow's on. Bye.
This place stinks.
Aw, what's the matter, Stu? Haven't you ever slept with a cow before?
I refuse to answer that, since some of my old girlfriends may be listening to this tape. Oh, sorry, Ellie Mae.
Okay, Stu, you said you can manage on a farm, so go ahead and milk Ellie Mae. Go ahead and milk the cow.
I'm not thirsty, Jeffy.
But I am. Milk the cow.
You're thirsty? You milk the cow.
Stu, you said you could handle yourself under any farm situation. So, milk the cow.
Oh, all right. Hi, Ellie Mae. Now, this won't hurt a bit, my dear. Now, let's see. Which one of these things do I squirt with? I'll try this one. Oh, just relax, my dear. Guess that's not it. How about this one?
I knew it. I knew it. You can't milk a cow. You couldn't even milk a...
What did you say, milk mouth?
Well, I sure am glad you boys are enjoying yourselves. Come on, chow's on. I got you some nice juicy ribs. Let's go.
Woo-hoo! Olay. Oh, 5 a.m. Oh, just when I need to start my day. At least I'm winning that stupid bet. Okay, Jeffy, wake up! It's 5 a.m.
So what?
So it's time to get up!
Morning, boys. How you doing? I'll milk Ellie Mae here. You guys go out and wash down the pigs.
Wash down the pigs? What the hell for?
Well, so they'll be nice and clean. After all, in a few months when they fatten up, they gotta get clean. You don't want to eat no dirty pig meat now, do you? Now get going.
Come on, Jeffy.
Since you know how to milk Ellie Mae, Stu, you can wash the pigs, too.
Nothing doing, Jeffy. We're in this together, so we're both going to do it. Here, pig, 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 pig. Nice pig. Nice pig. Got him. Okay, Jeffy, you grab his tail while I wash his face.
Why do I get stuck with his ass?
Because one ass knows how to relate with another. Hey! Hey, stop that, pig! Stop that! Let go! Jeffy. Why did you fall in that mud pit?
Why me? Why me?
You are the biggest klutz I have
ever seen. Quit your playing around, damn it. We got lots of work to do.
Stu, do you mind if we call off the batch? You win. I'll pay you the $100.
Jeffy, just to see you get the shit thrown at you for a change is reward enough for me. Elmer, Jeffy, and I have had it. Are you listening to me, Elmer?
Yep.
Getting up at 5 a.m., milking cows, eating ribs, taking a crap on a rock in a 14-degree outhouse, and cleaning pigs is not our way of life. We are going home.
Well, suit yourselves, boys.
I'd say I just about did that.
We are packing up and going back to the United States. Goodbye. Come on, Jeffy, let's go.
All right.
Let's get out of here.
What a couple of chicken shits. Which reminds me, I've got to clean out the hen house. Boy, Mildred, I reckon I'll never figure out what city folks are up to, can you? Me neither. Yeah, come here, Mildred, come on. You got time for a quickie? Oh, yeah. So good.